Attract your ex back now.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink, soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. You know, we're talking about two people that at one time shared a destiny together. And for any number of reasons, they decided to go their different directions. And it's painful, especially in your heart, when you know deep down, on a gut level, that that person is the right person for you. That no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, you cannot get that person out of your mind. I'm not talking about some exotic fling or, you know, you live together for a week or two. I'm talking about the fact that you had a commitment, that you had a deep bond, that you shared dreams, goals, ideas, and then something happened. And here's the problem with the cookie cutter programs. The cookie cutter programs that proliferate the internet and YouTube. Send $97 and we're going to send you this program and it'll solve all your problems. The cookie cutter programs don't take into account the specifics of your situation, the energy change that took place in your relationship, the vibrational shift that slowly and dangerously tore your relationship apart. Remember, at some level, we attract everything that happens in our life. Everything. Including the breakup. I'm not saying the breakup is your fault. Now, look, you can waste your time and energy on all of these cookie cutter programs and psychics and all of that kind of stuff. Or you can begin working on yourself. Shifting your vibration, taking your life to a whole new level, and attracting your ex back into your life. Now remember that the universe matches what you are, not what you want. So at some level, if you are still referring to this person as your ex, then guess what? That's what this person will always be. On a subconscious level, you have to begin to learn how to vibrate that this person is yours, that this person loves you, that you love this person, that the two of you are meant to be together, that whatever happened, whatever drew you apart, a greater force, a greater power, a greater energy is now pulling you back together. When you are broken up and you're looking to reestablish contact and rebuild a bridge between the two of you, before you do any of that, it's important to get your own vibration in place. It's important to get your own personal alignment in place. It's important for you to begin helping your ex clear the pain, the doubt, the fear. And yes, it can be done long distance. It can be done easily. And we teach you how to do it when you're involved in a personal miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching program. And you start clearing away the pain. You start clearing away the doubt. You start clearing away the fear and the hurt, whatever other energy there might be that is specific to your relationship. It's all about alignment. When the two of you fell in love, you were in perfect alignment. And then, as your love grew, you began to share a destiny. Now, we are building a bridge. And this bridge has got to be stronger than it's ever been before. So every message, every conversation, every text has to be positive. You cannot get into fights. You cannot get into arguments. You cannot call up and drunk dial. None of that is ever going to help you attract your ex back into your life. Every message has to be positive. And we actually use specific words in our text messages that are designed to awaken those latent memories and feelings of love and desire in your ex. We're always going to end every conversation, every text message with "have a special day, have a wonderful day." Why? Because we're never going to say "have a wonderful life" or, you know, "I hope all is well with you." We're going to say "have a great day" as if we're going to talk tomorrow. Have a special day. Have a great weekend. Perhaps we'll touch base again next week. You see, it's positive, it's uplifting, and it's temporary.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink. Your life is filled with love, abundance, and prosperity. Subscribe now and never miss an episode with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink.
Next, we don't want to give your ex anything to resist. So we're never going to throw anything out there that they could resist against. We're going to use language like, "I wonder, could it be? Is it possible? Isn't it so? Didn't we have a great time at that jazz festival?" You know, everything that you say, everything that you do, it's not about walking on eggshells, by the way. It's about creating rapport again, creating bond, creating energy, creating vibration between the two of you. I want you to avoid being predictable. Okay? That's so important. So if you call on Monday and you say, "Hey, it was great talking to you. Have a great day. You know, maybe we'll catch up some more later on in the week." Maybe you don't even call the rest of the week. And pretty soon, he or she is wondering about, "Well, what the heck happened? How come you didn't call me back?" And they're starting to use their energy to think about you. Because it's important that you put yourself back in the position of being a prize. Look, there's a reason why diamonds are worth a lot of money and ordinary rocks aren't worth anything. And the reason is simple. Diamonds are rare. So we're going to put you in a position of being there, but not predictable, and being rare at the same time. We want to give her or him the feeling that they are winning something special back into their life. They're not just going along with the ride. They're not just placating you. They're not just killing time. They're winning something unique and special, something that they lost and something that they want again. Okay, here's what I'd like you to do. Before you claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching, by the way, so you understand, when you claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching, we are going to discuss with you in depth. We're going to talk to you about a miracle mentoring program designed to help you maximize your potential in every area of your life, including attracting your ex back, which is perhaps the most important to you. You're going to learn exactly why the law of attraction is the only way to honestly bring about the real changes that you desire. All the cookie cutter programs that are out on the internet, they're all junk. Trust me, they're all based on gimmicks. But here's something that you can do before you claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring. I want you to go somewhere, and I don't want you to become too predictable with this or too specific, but I want you to go out, and I want you to find a place where the two of you had a great time, a wonderful time, and maybe it was a little bar or restaurant, maybe it was a park, but you had a great day there, and I want you to send a text. Hey, I'm at that special little park that you and I spent 4th of July at, and I just couldn't help think of you and hope that all's well with you. We had such a great time. Have a special day. Hope to talk to you later. Oh, wow. Did you hear what I just did? Did you hear what I just did? Everything was positive. There was nothing to fight against or resist against. I awakened a latent memory or feeling in him or her. I didn't talk about us or a relationship or let's get together, are you ready to commit now, or any of that stuff. All I did was spark some energy between us. And then I said, have a great day, have a wonderful day, have a special day, as if we're going to talk tomorrow. And then I said, hey, hope to hear from you soon. I left the door open. Now, if you don't hear from your ex right away, that's okay. You've built the first step. You've started to lay the foundation of the bridge. And if you do, you're going to take it slow, you're going to be a little unpredictable, and you're going to focus on your vibration, not his or not hers. Focus on you. Focus on your vibration, your energy. Because as your energy shifts, so will your reality, which includes your relationship. We believe, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that if the two of you loved once, you can love much deeper the second time around. I mean that. Be sure and write me if you have a specific situation. You know, we're taking on a situation this week where a couple's been separated for 10 years. I don't have any doubts. I feel the juice there. I feel the love there. So, if we can help them, and I believe that we can and will, I know we can help you. But the sooner you contact, don't wait 10 years, the sooner you contact us, the sooner we can help you begin applying the law of attraction to take your life, your love, to the next level. The two of you deserve to be soaring high like beautiful eagles in the direction of your destiny. www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Okay, you have a great day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye.